My guests on Simply Folk are The Kissers. That's a band name that's familiar to many Wisconsinites, and they play not only in Wisconsin, but have appeared all over the country. And they recently won the Madison Area Music Awards for Best World Song and Best World Album. And if you saw them 10 years ago, their sound is a little bit different. It's evolved somewhat, but the musicianship is still extraordinary. Welcome, all seven of you.
Thank you.
A big group here in the studio. And Ken Fitzsimmons, you are one of the founders, and I'll ask you the first question. How long has the band been around, and how did it come about?
Well, the band's been around since 1998, playing publicly. And it started with Kevin and I sitting around a table, having a bottle of scotch together, and playing pogue songs. And we thought that it would be fun to put a band together that played that music.
And pogues I think of as a little bit like Celtic punk maybe, or Irish rock.
Sure, yeah. Which is kind of like you said in your intro, prior to this album, closer to how we would have described our sound. And we did that for many years.
Well, let's hear what you sound like now. What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with, it's a medley of tunes with a song in it, and we call it The Recruit.
Thank you. down the road and feeling fine in Lockheed. A recruiting sergeant came to me, said you look fine in khaki. But I can't guess I need a plan to read this proclamation. Oh, a life in Flanders for you then will be a fine vacation. That may be so, says I to him, but sergeant, tell me, dearie-o, if I'd have packed upon my back, would I look fine and cheerio? But I have the train and drill, I'll tell I'll have it with the Frenchies, oh, it may be warm in Flanders, but a strap day out in the trenches, oh. The sergeant smiled and winked his eye, his smile was most provoking, no, he twiddled and twirled his wee mustache and said, why don't you joking, oh? But the sandbag tossed a warm and high, the wind you won't be blowing, oh. I winked at the Caleb passerby, says I, what if it's snowing, oh?
The Recruit, and it's the opening tune on your fairly new CD. It's called Three Sails. And wow, I don't usually have a group this big here, and what a rich, wonderful sound. Thank you so much. It's hard to not smile and keep your foot tapping, and just great music. That was a medley of a number of tunes kind of stitched together. And what is it about Irish and Celtic music that has grown out of all these kind of mashups of different traditional tunes?
Oh, that all goes to the dancing. You know, all the Irish tunes are, you know, essentially based, written for a certain type of dance, and, you know, and they're all very short, little two-part A section, B section tunes, so you'll play one a couple of times, but you want to keep it going, and for sake of being more interesting, you'll just throw a few tunes together in that way. Keep the dance going.
So you keep the excitement going, keep everybody on the dance floor, and keep everybody happy. And well, you know, when you announce the music, if I'm playing Irish music on the radio, there's usually a long string of of names.
Yeah.
And so many of them come back, and you hear them over and over again in various guises. And that one had a couple of traditional ones, I think. What was it? Morrison's jig is one that's pretty familiar.
Mm-hmm. Killing the Mountain is fairly familiar.
Is another one, but you started with one called Fusco, right?
Right.
What's that one about?
So Fusco is a song written by a current band called, well, actually they just broke up, but you know, modern anyway, called Barraghetto from Galicia in Spain. And Kiko Comesaña wrote that one. In fact, we contacted him about it. And so, yeah, it's the Celtic region of Spain.
And we think about Celtic music as being only in the British Isles, but really it touches all of those coasts in a big circumference there.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Hence Celtic as opposed to just Irish.
Irish, right. Now, do you arrange your own tunes or do you use other people's arrangements? How does that work?
Well, these are all pretty much arranged by us. That was a big goal for us with this record, was even when we're taking traditional songs to still put them together in our own way.
And did you do that for most of the record then?
Yeah, we took one of them we play very straightforward, kind of like what Kevin was just saying about keeping them dancing. It's also sort of the traditional Irish set. So you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 players might be sitting around a table at a pub and all playing a tune together they all know, and then that one ends, and then somebody, you know, leader of the jam starts up the next tune, and whoever knows it jumps in on the next one, and we do that on one track on the album. Well, we mimic that, I should say, on one track.
And you mentioned the 7, and I've mentioned the 7, so let me just give our listeners an idea of what I'm sitting in front of here in the studio. There are all kinds of instruments. There are some pieces of wood on the floor for you to stomp on a little bit later. Yeah. I think we'll hear that. But we have Mike Camilleri is playing the accordion, and he mentioned it's accordion made in Wisconsin, so that's totally appropriate. And Brendan Franklin had a guitar in his hand, and now it looks like he switched to banjo for the next tune, so we'll hear that. And then Brian Elliott is playing the whistle, and we're also hearing you sing a little bit later. And Joe Bernstein is playing that wonderful drum, the Irish drum, the baron. And then Ken Fitzsimmons is here playing guitar and also singing, and Kevin Youngs playing mandolin. And then John Friesacker, violin. Fiddle, actually, more in this case, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes,
so.
Yes. here in Madison, we know you as a little bit of both. I think you managed to play in a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
So welcome back. I know you were here a couple years ago with Ken Longquist for a Simply Folk session.
Yeah, we did a Mark Croft one as
That's
well.
Right, yep. That's right. That was wonderful, yeah. Okay, so why don't we hear another tune? What are you going to do next?
All right, well, this is one... It's, again, a medley of various things. It's a traditional English tune called Blackleg Minor. We threw in a little bluegrass tune, the very famous Shady Grove, and Brendan wrote a little ditty that we threw in the middle of it, too. What do we call it? To the Wind?
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's not the name that's important. It's how it's played.
Not the name.
Right. But we just call the whole thing Blackleg Minor.
And while Brendan is tuning, let me ask you... Blackleg Minor refers to a scab, doesn't it? A union scab?
It does.
It does, yeah.
We didn't even know that when we learned it.
Huh.
And then we learned it later. And we've had a propensity towards union songs, and it was just sort of ironic that we picked up on that tune.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of an angry one.
Oh, it's kind of gruesome.
It is a little gruesome. Yeah. It's kind of why we like throwing Shady Grove into it a little bit, which kind of adds a little twist to it.
Yeah. All right.
But
so.
Yeah. Yep. It's a little gruesome.
You good?
Cool.
One, two, three.
It's in the evening after dark when the blackleg miner creeps to work with his moleskin pants and dirty shirt. There goes the blackleg miner. He grabs his duds and down he goes to heal the coal that lies below. There's only one woman in this town. Roll, even look at the blackleg miner.
She's reds, blooming rose, eyes are the darkest brown. She's darling of my heart.
Place they're up wet clay and blackleg space around the heat. They run a foot race, catch the blackleg miner. Even down near the Segio mine, across the way, they cast the line. They catch the throat to break the spine of the dirty blackleg miner. It's in the evening after dark when the blackleg miner creeps to work with his moleskin pants and dirty shirt. There goes the blackleg miner. So join the union while you may. Don't wait till your dying day. That may not be far away. You dirty blackleg miner.
Guests are the Kissers on Simply Folk, and that was a tune that was mixed with Shady Grove and another tune written by Brendan. But it wasn't just the instrumental part of it that was kind of worked in. You had to do the lyrics. So you had an overlay of the lyrics to Shady Grove and the lyrics to...
Right. right, yeah, it was a bit of a mashup, I guess you could say, and I kind of liked how the mashing up the lyrics adds to the complexity of the message.
It really does. It's a very creative process, the arranging.
It was, you know, it was a lot of work. We really, I will say that we worked really hard on every song or every track on this album to really arrange them in a way that we thought really worked, and just kind of keep going through it and over until it felt like it was right.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of neat to hear Shady Grove like that. It was. Yeah. It's one that, you know, we hear quite a lot on Simply Folk, and nice.
Yeah, and that, it kind of just fell in place because we'd been listening to a Chieftains version where they play with, I forget the artist, the country artist. Anyway, you know, they do that a lot, of mm-hmm. course, and they did Shady Grove. We just had it on, you know, on our brains, and then Kevin and I were working on Blackleg, and then all of a sudden, Shady Grove just sort of plopped right in. And
just kept falling in there.
Yeah. The way we went.
Oh, it came out really neat. Ken, I have to ask you, because I know you're sort of the founder and organizer of the band. You went to school across the street from us here in Madison at the Bowles Center for Arts Administration, part of the business program, and got an MBA. A great program, and we've had the benefit of some of those graduates here. Did you use any of your MBA and arts admin stuff for working with the band?
The band would probably like me to use more of that. I mean, certainly in some extent, you know, just knowing, managing a band is a lot like anything, I guess, in the arts. You know, there's just so many sides to it that most of our time gets spent on, you know, administrative things and bookkeeping so I certainly would say that, yeah, I've used some of this, and I've also used it in some of the other work that I've gotten into, which is more on the education side of things, where it's actually really a neat combination of combining the playing of the music and practicing along with the managing of the band translates very well when putting, say, kids together in rock bands or giving lessons.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, let's hear another tune. What would you like to do next?
All right, so the next set of tunes, of course, that we're going to do is born out of our residency. So we play a monthly gig, the second Monday of the month, in a pub in Madison called the Malt House, and we've been playing there for a little over 5 years. And this whole album really was born out of that. We actually sit at a table in the middle of the room. We don't stand up.
It's not like a typical stage configuration.
Right, exactly.
It's like a session in a pub in Ireland or something.
Exactly. That was the idea, and And so we at first would just play the tunes very kind of regularly, like you would at a session, you know, play it A, B, B, A, B, you know, three times through, go on to the next one. And then started when we realized we wanted to put together an album that we thought we should arrange them more. However, we end it with a straightforward set of jigs. And so that's what this is, and it's called the Malthouse Jigs.
Must be great to hear at the Malthouse or anywhere. My bottle of water isn't quite cutting it.
Mine isn't either.
Malthouse Jigs. Oh, that was just fantastic. And is that another set that you arranged yourself, I guess?
Yeah, well, and actually that one I would say we arranged a little bit, you know, some instruments that come in and out. But for the most part, we left that one more the traditional, you know, three times through each tune.
Play the tunes down.
Play them down.
Pretty much so.
I understand that a number of you teach, and some of you teach not just traditional Irish, maybe, but also classical, and you're going to be participating or performing at a benefit coming up for the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra. Why so?
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right, yes. On October 23rd at the Brink Lounge in Madison, Wisconsin, we are playing that benefit for WISO. And John and Kevin and I are all alums of...
Are you all alums of WISO?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, yep. No kidding. Yep.
Kevin on mandolin, and myself on guitar.
Well, Kevin, what was your instrument?
I played trumpet.
Oh, wonderful.
In WISO, 88 to 92.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trumpet doesn't fit in really well with an Irish.
Not with
Celtic
the Irish.
Band.
Not so much. Not so much.
You can bring it out for Johnny Cash.
And Ken, what was your instrument?
I played tuba.
Oh, another one that doesn't fit in so well with this setup.
No, it really doesn't.
Maybe for the next record.
Yeah, the next record. Yeah, yeah. For our old brass album. Yeah.
But we're lucky in Wisconsin to have something like WISO, and also to have good, strong school music education programs, at least for now. And glad that you're doing something to help. Yeah, so that's October 20th, this coming Sunday, the 23rd of October.
It's a Friday night.
Friday. Oh, yeah. So I'm sorry. Friday.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Great.
I should interject here because I actually work for WISO as
you
well.
You did?
I do.
Oh,
currently.
You do work for WISO.
Yeah. 7.5 years now.
This is Joe Bernstein with the drum in his hand.
Yeah. And I should say that we're all very proud of our three alumni here.
I bet.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, and it'll be a nice chance for some of the performers, the kids, to see that you can have music and perform music well into adulthood and beyond. I mean, into old age.
Yeah.
For pleasure and for a living if you want to, or some combination. And mm-hmm. That's a nice example.
Yeah, and it's nice to have the crossing of genres too, you know, to see, you know, well, yeah, I played tuba in WISO, and now I play guitar and bass in a Celtic group, you know.
Right, exactly, exactly, yeah. Well, let's have one more tune. What would you like to close with?
Okay, so for our last tune, this is actually a song, because in the Celtic repertoire, they're very specific about tunes or songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one is a song that we wrote, it's... Yeah, you mentioned the awards earlier, which this is the song that got the Song of the Year in the World category. And it was born somewhat out of necessity because we had a few tracks recorded and we realized that we needed one more. And I opened up my voice memo on my phone and heard this melody that I'd sung into my phone after riding my bike. It was just kind of this guttural sort of thing, but we managed to hold on to it and write a song out of it. So...
It is called Montreal.
It's called Montreal, okay. Yes.
One, two, three, four.
Montreal. North to Montreal.
Et quatre pays. Et loves two lives at once. When alone he sees the universe. His brother's gonna say,
to the wind, three sheets and all the way to Montreal. North to Montreal. Snow and rain and hail will fall. All the way to Montreal. North to Montreal.
Sheets and all the way to Montreal, north to Montreal. Snow and rain and hail will fall all the way to Montreal, north to Montreal.
That's fantastic. The Kissers have been my guest on Simply Folk, and you can find more information at their website, thekissers.com, and I've put a link to that on our webpage and also on our Facebook page, so you can find out a lot more. And if you're in the Madison area, what is the, it's the second?
The second Monday of the month.
At the Malt House. And if you'd like to support the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra at the Brink Lounge, October 23rd. Yeah. Great. Thank you so much. Let me read the names one more time. Mike Camilleri, accordion. Brendan Franklin, guitar, banjo, and vocals. Brian Elliott, whistle and vocals. Joe Bernstein, baron and vocals. Ken Fitzsimmons, guitar and vocals. Kevin Youngs, mandolin and vocals. And John Friesacher, fiddle. Thank you all very much.
Yes, thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thanks.